King Charles is back in Scotland. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, where he will take part in a procession carrying his mother, Queen Elizabeth's coffin, to the main cathedral in Edinburgh, where the public can view it. That was the fanfare earlier this morning for the King in London, where Fox's Greg Palcott reports he addressed Parliament.
At the Westminster Hall, that's over at Parliament, not far from here, a joint session of the Houses of Commons and Lords offering formally their condolences to King Charles III and his Queen Consort Camilla, who made a very regal entrance.
She set an example of selfless duty, which, with God's help and your counsels, I am resolved faithfully to follow.
The Queen's funeral will be next Monday. Ukraine's taken back even more areas in a counteroffensive, taking areas from Russian forces the Russians had taken control of, including the Kharkiv region, where power has mostly been restored after new Russian attacks yesterday. Ukraine's ambassador to the U.S., Oksana Makarova, tells CBS Face the Nation the conflict will last until they win.
We definitely would like it to be shorter because the Russians are not only attacking us, they're attacking Europe, the energy crisis, the food crisis.
President Biden will go to Boston today.
On the 60th anniversary of President John F. Kennedy's speech, where he shared his vision for putting a man on the moon, President Biden will share his plans for trying to drastically reduce cancer deaths over the next 25 years, calling it this generation's moonshot.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Three young children are dead in New York City, found at a Coney Island beach early this morning. They were aged 7 and 4, the other a 3-month-old baby. The mother's in custody. Police believe she drowned them. Closing arguments are today at singer R. Kelly's trial in Chicago, facing child porn and enticing minors for sex and other charges. R. Kelly already serving a 30-year prison sentence after a conviction at a prior trial. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunday was a somber day for many, remembering 9/11 21 years later.
Thomas E. Burnett, Jr.
He was among the heroes on Flight 93, the crash near Shanksville, Pennsylvania that day. Survivors and victims' families were at an even bigger ceremony at New York's Ground Zero, where the Twin Towers were hit and collapsed.
The anger is still there. The pain is still there.
President Biden went to the Pentagon, where another plane had hit.
I know, for all those of you who've lost someone, 21 years is both a lifetime and no time at all.
Nearly 3,000 people were killed in those terror attacks. Many first responders and members of cleanup crews at New York's Ground Zero have died of illnesses related to being exposed to toxins at the site. Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer from New York trying to add money to a health care fund.
The World Trade Center health program is projected to be $3 billion short by late 2023, which could limit services to responders with life-threatening illnesses. Senator Schumer says his hope is to fund the program this year. He says there are ways to get it done.
The NDAA, the National Defense Act, and probably the best chance is the omnibus spending bill, where I, as one of the four negotiators, will have a lot of say as to what goes in that bill.
Schumer says he wants to push the bill now because a new Congress with a GOP majority in either chamber could make sustaining the fund more difficult. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, futures are higher as markets also rise overseas. Coming off gains last week, the Dow rose 3%, the Nasdaq went up 4%. At tennis's U.S. Open, Carlos Alcaraz won the men's title, beating Casper Ruud, propelling Alcaraz to the top of the men's world rankings. He's only 19, the youngest number one men's tennis player ever. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.